This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing with your host, Steve Jorgensen.
The title of the book, this children's book, The Adventures of Anu and Pashmak, and the author is Salme Moghini, and Salme joins us now on Indie Book Publishing, this interview brought to you by Balboa Press. Hello, Salme.
Hello, Steve. It's good to be here.
Well, great to have you here. I guess I should call you Anu. I mean, that's... But we'll find out about why that is your nickname in a moment. But this book, really interesting approach to help children understand their relationship with animals. In fact, all people and animals, as you put it, we need to become closer and more loving. Animals need to be respected and really take their place as equally intelligent, emotional, and spiritual beings. So you have a kind of a mission along with this book to teach children and I guess to remind all of us as adults our relationship with animals.
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely. Yes.
Tell us about your background, Salme, and how this book came about.
Well, there are different levels, actually, to my background and how this book came about. I do have a psychology background, and I studied transpersonal psychology, which is a spiritual form of psychology. It's body, mind, spirit. However, I do have a clinical background, too. And I have an emphasis in education and the arts, and after that, I started studying at ASN, which is called Animal Spirit Network, and it's a school that teaches about animal communication and working with animals and learning from animals and studying a variety of ways to connect with animals. And through the course of time, I have worked with children on an academic level, on a psychological level, on an emotional, spiritual level, as well as with, adults. And I've spent a lot of time around animals, and not only my own, but other people, and the way that animals have shown themselves to me, and at a very young age communicated with me, had helped me really cultivate an understanding of not only my own intuitive awareness, but the fact that they're very intelligent beings that can very well communicate, are very well connected to their own psyche, and actually can communicate that on a very deep emotional level, which then can act as sort of a mirror to us as human beings to be able to, heal our inner wounds and grow as spiritual beings on the planet. And all of this is tied in my background, and I'm trying to actually not only educate children, but bring this into the scope of psychology and use this as an integrative tool for us to grow and to become self-actualized human beings on the planet, but most particularly starting with children. And so that's a little bit about my background and how this kind of evolved and shaped this book.
So The Adventures of Anu and Pashmak. Pashmak is this fluffy white cat that actually was your cat.
Yes, for 17 years. We had a very enriching life together. It was very long, and I learned a lot of things from him. So, yes.
And you are Anu. Tell us about Anu. Where'd that name come from?
When my niece was born and when she was first starting to learn how to speak, she wanted to call me Auntie and she couldn't. So she started calling me Anu, and that just became my name. And actually, at the time that she was growing up, that's when I got involved with writing children's books. And I would, you know, there was a lot of things opening up in me at the time, and that just sort of, the name sort of connected with me, and it became a part of who I am, and now it's a character in a book. So that's the evolution of the Anu name.
Talk to us about this sixth sense. So important. We all are aware of our five senses, but this sixth sense and how that ties to animals and how it helps all of us as humans.
I like to look at the sixth sense as a connection to the heart. And when we become, when our heart opens up and we start to connect with our heart and then connect with the world and with nature, a lot of things show themselves and reveal themselves to us. It's our connection to our source, our creator. It's a connection to each other. And what I realize when working with animals, not only in a psychological environment, you know, but also in a relationship environment between just a person and their animals, and what I've noticed is that animals have a beautiful way of validating our sixth sense and our feelings and our the area in our heart where we keep a lot of things that we may not necessarily share with a lot of people, but it's on a feeling level. And it's a language I feel animals use to survive and to communicate with one another. And it's a very honest and pure place of being. It's the authentic self. The sixth sense really contributes to the authentic self. And it helps us really develop a life that is rich and deep and meaningful. And also, if we have dreams and goals we want to carry out, it really helps us unfold in that way and makes things available to us. And actually, the power of manifestation reveals itself to us, and things unfold naturally and peacefully and joyfully without too much pain and suffering and force. And I also have come across that animals live in this way. They live in this reality. And as children, when we're growing up, I don't know what happens. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen, but we get taken away from our natural sense of self, our natural ways of being, our intuition, our creativity, our imagination. And we need to learn how to establish this on a tangible level, I believe, in the educational system as well. So going back to, this is all coming from the sense of intuition and a sense of every person having that unique talent and way of communicating and connecting with their source and their heart. This is all a part of the intuitive self. And then developing that part of oneself to manifest one's calling in life, one's talent in life, and to create more harmony and love, which this planet right now really, truly needs right throughout the world.
Definitely, definitely. And you do this in a very unique way. It's just some questions and some answers to questions through Anu and Pashmak, and of course it's illustrated very creatively, very colorfully, very simply, but very pointedly. In fact, right at the beginning you asked this question: did you know there are so many ways to see life? And then you give us a bunch of examples.
Yes. I feel that children are, technology is a beautiful thing. I mean, without technology, my book wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to, you and I wouldn't be speaking, I wouldn't be able to be a voice in the world. Technology is a wonderful thing, but we also have to realize that we're living in a world that also has nature included, that our lives are filled with so many different kinds of stimulus. However, we have to realize that all of this, we can't let it override what is happening on the inside and our feelings, and how can we integrate all of this to make a better planet for ourselves. When I speak about life, especially what you just had said, these are all different aspects that one can see life. But my, not fear, but my concern about children growing up with all of this stimulus is that it can also interfere with us connecting with life and with our heart and on a feeling level, on a real sense-oriented level, because it can exhaust us, it can drain us. If we have too much going on, if we have too much stimulus that takes place on a daily basis, and right now children are so geared towards productivity and, you know, creating and being the best they can. And there's so many things filled in a child's schedule nowadays that compared to when I was growing up. It's, the amount is unbelievable, that it could actually wear them down to a point where they're not connected to their senses anymore. And I wanted to plant a seed in the consciousness of children growing up as they're very young, that being connected to life and feeling alive is one of the most important aspects to life. And necessarily it doesn't have to be connected to technology and a lot of things that we're connecting ourselves to right now. It could just be about going outside and smelling the fresh air, being on the beach, or exploring all the wonderful things that nature and the animals and all the living things that are on our planet can offer. I'm concerned that relationship might get lost in all the mist of everything else that's forming in our in our planet today. So that's these lines have a lot of meaning behind them, but as I'm introducing these concepts to children, it starts very simple, you know, just a very simple sentence with a simple image.
Well, it's quite a, I mean, when we think about all that you've just said and the need for that, it's so evident because kids today, they spend so much time. I know I look at my grandkids and they, you know, at the age of three, they know how to use an iPad and an iPhone and play games, and it mesmerizes them, and suddenly they're not in control anymore. They're being controlled by whatever is in front of them.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point. And when we are controlled by other things outside of ourselves, we will never learn to be happy, because then we start to rely on things outside of ourselves to always keep us engaged and active, and we become very dependent on that. My book is is the other way around. It's connecting on a level that comes from the inside. So it really gets imprinted in deeply inside a child that if things on the outside, you know, sometimes don't work out, there's distress in family, there's just, you know, a lot of things can happen. A lot of children go through a lot of abuse growing up. And in order to cultivate that inner strength, the inner knowledge, the inner intuitive awareness, all of those things, it starts from the inside out. And when you do connect with animals, when you do connect with nature, when you do connect with simple ways of being, on a moment-to-moment basis, that part of ourselves gets stronger and it grows and it becomes more alive within us. And it also, we begin to create that inner personality, per se, that will keep us healthy and keep us alive, you know, and survive, actually, as we grow older and life becomes more challenging. So
It's titled The Adventures of Anu and Pashmak. Salmay, tell us how to get your book.
You can get my book on all the sites right now. Amazon is carrying it. Barnes & Noble's has it. If you go to your local bookstores, you can order it from all the local bookstores. Balboa Press, obviously, is carrying it. And basically, and you can get it in different countries, too, and order it through local bookstores in different countries as well. Hopefully it'll be on the shelves. My goal is to have them in some shelves. Unfortunately, there are not as many bookstores left, but hopefully some that are will be carrying that too in the future. So,
well, thank you so much for being with us on Indie
You're
Book
welcome.
Publishing.
You're welcome. And also, I actually wanted to add, if it's okay, that I will be also selling my book on my own website, too, and it's www.animalcarecommunication.com. So if people want to directly get them from me, and that way, if they want signed copies, I can actually offer a signed copy for their child or for themselves. If they want that, they can go directly to my website and get it from me directly.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you, Salmay, for being with us on Indie Book Publishing.
Thank you, Steve. It was a delight. Thank you.
And this interview has been brought to everyone by Balboa Press.